Okay, today is Daf Pei Aleph. We're on Pei Amud Beis. We're on Pei Amud Beis on the second to bottom line. Hasris shechalatz liyavimto lo pasla. If a sris does chalitza, it's nothing. It's like, I gave you chalitza. It has no effect. It doesn't stop this woman from later marrying a kohen. It's as if nothing happened. However, if a sris has relations with this woman, she becomes pasla, because that was a ma'aseh of an avera. So the Gemara says, Taima debala hu. The reason why she becomes pasul is because this man, this sris, right, had relations with her. As Rashi says on the last Rashi on the page, Dahave zona. She becomes a zona. Dinivala la'ache baila. She had relations with her husband's brother. Shalom makom mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah, because he's a sris. Vihi haisa alav bekares. That's an itzra kares. Ha'acher. What about another man? Another man?
Not the brother.
Not the brother. Guy comes, knocks on the door. Lady, would you like to go out tonight with me? And one thing leads to another, right? Ha'acher, lo. The Mishnah implies that would not render her a zona. Lema to have a tiyufta to Rav Nuna. Let's say that's a kasha on Rav Nuna. The Amar Rav Nuna. The Amar who said, Shomeris Yavam Shazinsa. A Shomeris Yavam that has relations with some other guy, not in the Yavama family, some other guy, Pesula liyavama, becomes pasul to the Yavama. Right? That's what Rav Nuna said. Our case, see, it's not true. Why? Because the Mishnah only singled out the Yavam. Only singled out the Sris, which implied another man, not a problem. So the Gemara says, well, don't make such a deal like that. Hu adir afil la'acher nami. Even another man also will turn him into a zona. Why? Because she's a Shomeris Yavam, and she can't, someone's got to do Chalitza or Yibam to her. The idea, so why do we pick the Thrith? The idea, the Tani Resha, Bididei, Tainami Seifa, Bididei. Since in the Resha we're talking about a Sris, and say we just keep it for parallel sake. In a Chanami, the Lach would be anybody. Then we said, V'chein Islandus, Shechaltu La'achin, that he had an Islandus, right, that the brothers gave her Chalitza. It doesn't passel her. Doesn't passel her from what? For Marion Cohen, he's not going to call Mario. She's an islandess. Mm. Maybe he doesn't care. Right. Maybe he doesn't mind. He's mochel, right? Still. So he's allowed to. I guess he's allowed to. And that's such a case. I don't know. Maybe he already has children. Maybe he has other children. Right. So anyway, Taima. The reason is de buula, because he had relations with her. Oh, lo buula, and if not, right? Lo, kiman. Who's that like? The low Rabbi Yehuda. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar, islandus zonahi. Rabbi Yehuda holds taka and islandus is a zona. And there would not be possible for a kohen to marry such a person. Could not marry an islandus. It would not be possible. Obviously, our Mishnah doesn't hold like that. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ready? Ready for this? It's a very short daf in Amud Beis, if I remember correctly. It's quite hard. Sris Chama. A Sris Chama is someone who's born a Sris. Right? So, Sris Chama Kohen. He's also a Kohen. That could be. His father was a Kohen, so he's a Kohen. Shenasa Bas Yisrael. Let's say he does get married. Somebody agrees to marry him. Chmachila Bitruma. She's allowed to eat Truma. Why? Because she's the wife of a Kohen. They can't have children. So what? She's still allowed to eat truma, says Rashi. By the way, we said yesterday, what's the reason? We'll say Rashi. Avol Sris Adam. But if he's a Sris Adam, then Mifsal, she's not allowed to eat truma. Not only is she not allowed to eat truma, Mifsal Nami Pasale Mitruma Debei Nasha. Then even if she gets divorced from this guy, goes back to her father, she still also can't eat truma. Let's say she was a Bas Kohen. Married to this guy. He's a Kohen. No truma. She gets divorced. They convince him to divorce her. She goes back. She still can't eat truma. Why? The Hainu Psuadaka. This guy's like a Psuadaka. So that was a punish. That was a knas on her. She came married. He shouldn't have gotten married. Why can't Sris Chama get married?
Is it an islandess or a Psuadaka?
No. We're talking about a man. A man marries a woman. She happens to be a Bas Kohen. Now, he's a Sris Chama. He's a Sris Adam.
Oh,
So she can no longer eat truma when she goes back to her father. Why? Because marrying a Swiss Adam is like marrying a Tzuadaka. Once you do that, you passel yourself forever. What's the difference between a Swiss Adam and a Swiss Chama? So we said a Swiss Chama could get better. So therefore he's allowed to get married. If he's allowed to get married, the wife's allowed to eat truma. Full-fledged marriage. I mean, they probably can't have children because he's a Swiss, but...
Unless
it gets better. But the wife can eat truma. No problem about that at all. Now, Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon don't really talk about that case. They talk about now an androgynous. Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon Omrim, androgynous, Kohen, let's say you have an androgynous who's a Kohen. That could be. How could it be? His father was an androgynous. His father was a Kohen. Sorry, his father was a Kohen. He's an androgynous. Androgynous Kohen, Shenasa Bas Yisrael, Machila Betruma. Same story. Now, this opinion of Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon is obviously taking sides and holding that an androgynous is a male. Obviously, it has to be that way, right? Reb Yehuda, which officially here in the page, nobody really argues on that. Because now Reb Yehuda says, Reb Yehuda Omer, Tutumtum, now another thing, a tumtum, Shenikra, that they do some kind of surgery there, or they do some ripping and cutting. V'nimtza zachar, and it turns out it's taka male. Lo yachloth, he cannot do chalitza. Mibnei shehu kisris, because he's like a Swiss. Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says a tumtum is a zachar. Lo yachloth, says Rashi, im yesh ach acher. If there's another brother, well, if there's no other brother, but if he's the only brother, two boys, one gets married and one's a tumtum. Right? Then it turns out, it's not really a tumtum. He's a zachar. We weren't sure, we didn't know, it was suffix. We went to the doctor, we figured it out, he's a zachar. Can he do chalitza? No, because he's a Swiss. That's what Rashi says. That's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah says that, right? A tumtum can't do chalitza. A tumtum that you discover really is a zachar, even though you discovered he's a zachar, he's still a Swiss. He can't do chalitza. Says Rashi, im yesh ach acher. If there's another brother who could do it.
Saying that a tumtum that we discover, that through surgery we discover is a zachar.
Is a Swiss.
He's still a Swiss.
Is a Swiss. He can't have children.
That's a category that
somebody's not able to work. Right. What does it mean? What does Rashi mean if there's another brother? And what if there's no other brother? Then he can do chalitza? Like, why would that make a difference? Right? It's very... A lot of ink spilled. What's Rashi mean by this?
He can't have kids. You're assuming that.
He can't have kids, and since he can't have kids, why should he do chalitza on this other woman? What's he making her life miserable? They can't have children, right? So then if there's another brother, yeah, let the other brother do chalitza, or the other brother can do yibum too. And what if there is no other brother? Rashi doesn't say. But he says there's another brother.
If.
And what if not? Doesn't say. Okay. Now androgynous, this is a side halacha, which seems to agree with what Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon said earlier, that androgynous, no say, an androgynous can marry, meaning he has the status of a male, avalo nisa, but can't get married, meaning as a female. So a man can't marry an androgynous. Why? Because, again, we're assuming an androgynous is a male. Male can't marry a male, right? But a male, an androgynous, can get married to a female. As I said, androgynous, no say, can get married, avalonisa, but can't be the subject of marriage, meaning can't be married to a man.
Why are you assuming he's a male?
Well, that's what these people hold. Don't worry, the Gemara, when I finish with this Gemara, it goes on for many days. Okay? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, androgynous, Chayavin Olav Skila Kizachar. Right? An androgynous is Chayav Skila. One second. Yeah, what does that mean? An androgynous is Chayav Skila Kizachar. Right? If an androgynous has relations with a man, that's a homosexual relationship. Again. Because he has the status of a man. Okay? That's what all these Tanoim hold. that an androgynous has the status of a man. We said it three times in this Mishnah. It doesn't really come until tomorrow. Now we're going to be busy with other stuff.
It's not considered a shwiz, or is it considered a shwiz?
That I don't know.
Is it according to Rabbi Eliezer?
That's the last sheet. The Rabbi Eliezer Omer, androgynous chayav and alav skila kizachar.
So we're saying now that androgynous has the status of a zachar. So why are all the other times we're learning about androgynous it's a zachar?
Because they are arguing this. We're going to get. I'm telling you, tomorrow's daf is all about this. Today is about the first case. The first case was that a Swiss Chama's wife can eat truma. Right?
All these cases are androgynous Chama, not androgynous others, right?
Right.
No, you can't have androgynous.
There is no such thing.
Congenital.
Right.
He's
always getting the operation.
What?
He's
trying to be funny.
You're living in the 1960s. They have a new thing now. It's called, you can go to the doctor, you can go to get surgery. Right?
And Medicaid is painful, by the way.
Don't be jealous.
So Pshita, is it obvious that a Swiss Chama's wife can eat truma? Why not? Why can't she eat truma? It's a valid marriage. Why not?
It's a valid
marriage. Why not? What's Pshita?
Why is that valid marriage?
Because we said maybe he'll get better. There could be a refuah. So the marriage is valid. No one's ever going to tell me that you should divorce her, let her go. No one's ever going to say that. So the answer is, I would have thought, molid maichil, the only time your wife can eat truma is if you can have children. The stability, the potential. Ain't a molid, right now there's no potential. Ain't no maichil. So then the wife can't eat truma. Kamashwan, that's not true. That's not true. Okay? Now.
He has responsibility to support his wife.
No. We're not talking about supporting his wife. We're talking about having truma. So normally the halacha is...
Isn't the reason that the wife's allowing truma in a normal situation would be because it's part of supporting the wife?
Yes. So there's other stuff to eat.
Huh?
There's other stuff to eat. And by the way, if a 100-year-old Cohen marries a 99-year-old woman, can that woman eat truma? Absolutely. There's no potential of a child anymore. Right. Doesn't make a difference. Because we don't hold it. We hold. That's how we hold. Okay. Good? Now, next. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon Omer androgynous. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon said an androgynous. What's the story with androgynous? What about an androgynous? An androgynous that marries a woman, the woman can eat truma. So we're taking a stand that an androgynous is considered a man. It's a man. That issue we're not going to do today. Now we're going to do a different issue. Omer Ish Lakish, ma'achila b'truma. Yes, truma she can eat, this woman. However, v'ein ma'achila b'chaz of ashok. But she can't eat chaz of ashok. What's chaz of ashok? Chaz of ashok is a matnas kahuna. What? No, it's not kachem. It's not kachem. It's a present that's not kachem. It's chulim. It's the jaw and the whatever.
Tail.
The tail. Different parts of an animal that are not kachem, but it goes to the kohen. That the wife cannot eat, says Rish Lakish. Truma, yeah? We're going to explain everything. Your head will be spinning, I guarantee. Truma, yeah? And kachem, and truma, yes, but chaz of ashok, not. Rabbi Yochanan Amar af machilu b'chaz of ashok. No, even chaz of ashok. Okay? So, Rish Lakish, maishna chaz of ashok. Why can't she eat chaz of ashok? Because we're going to assume now that's doraisa. That's a din doraisa. The Torah says, I don't know how they get around that today when they do shechita. They give the chaz of ashok to kahana. What do they do? I don't know. But, so how do they get around that?
We just tell us.
But shechita is not a carbon.
Okay. This is not by a carbon.
It's
by chulin.
No, you can't. Well,
why not? Why not?
It's for bechor.
Mm-mm.
No, we don't need it.
Chaz of ashok is every animal. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was mixing it up with the Zeroa, L'chaim, and Keva. I was mixing it up. I'm sorry. This is a carbon.
Right,
this is carbon. I'm sorry. Carbon. Kachim kalim that the wife is allowed to eat.
Right.
That I'm sorry. Okay, it's kachim kalim. I apologize. I made a mistake. It's kachim kalim that the wife is allowed to eat. Says Rish Lakish, she cannot eat it. Truma, yeah? This not. Rabbi Yochanan says she can eat both. What's going on? Maishna chazav ashok doraisa. Obviously, it's a doraisa. The Torah says a woman gets to eat the wife of a kohen, can eat kachim kalim. So truma nami doraisa. Truma is also doraisa.
Right.
So it's a difference. So Gemara answers, Hacha mayaskinan betruma bezmanazeh derabanan. No, Rish Lakish was talking about today. So you know what? The truth is, it's a suffix. It's a suffix if this androgynous is a man or a woman. It's a suffix. So they got married. Okay, so they got married. Tomorrow we're going to discuss. It's a bidyeved lechatchila, a whole So complicated. But they got married. So now, can she eat truma? Yeah, truma, why not? It's only Darabon anyway. It's only Darabon anyway. So it's not for Darabon. Let her eat the truma. It's Bazman Azet, Darabon. But Chazav Ishok, that's a different story. That's a Daraisa. You can only have that by the base of Mikdash. She cannot eat it. Aval Bazman Shabbat base of Mikdash Kayim. What about when the base of Mikdash was standing? Lo. She can't. She can't. Can she eat truma? No. Because when the base of Mikdash is standing, truma is not the Rabbanan. Right. And then she would not be able to. So why on earth would Rosh Lakish say two statements that don't go together? A woman is allowed to eat truma, but she's not allowed to eat chazav ashok. When I said she's not allowed to eat truma, I meant today. When I said she's not allowed to eat chazav ashok, I meant by the base of Mikdash. Why is it such a complicated statement? Why say that? La lo. So Adetani, instead of saying ein ma'achila b'chazav ashok, but she's not allowed to eat chazav ashok.
Couldn't eat truma anyway.
What?
She wasn't able to eat truma.
When? Exactly. So say that. Exactly. Let's even say much simpler. When is it true about truma? But truma derabanan. When can she eat truma? But derabanan. Aval truma daraisa lo. And then I would know. And chazav ashok also not, because all tony daraisa. Hachanami kamar. So the Gemara says you're right. It's a hachiganami. We're meant to say as follows. We want to try to say as many halachas as we can. So we're going to say these two opposite statements, not opposite statements, but they're not connected statements, and then we'll learn everything else. Why? Kishu machila, when you're allowed to feed her, machila bitruma bisman azeh derabanan. She can eat truma today because it's derabanan, no problem. Ve'ein machila bisman azeh bisman chazav ashok, and when you're allowed to feed her chazav ashok, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, afilu truma derabanan, even truma derabanan she couldn't eat. Why? Because dilma asi la'ochla b'truma daraisa. Maybe we'll make a mistake. It's a gzeira. In other words, chazav ashok she can never eat. Why? That's a daraisa. What about truma? If the truma is daraisa, she also can't eat it. What if the truma is derabanan? Then it depends. Bisman hazeh, she can eat it. But bisman in the Beis HaMikdash, even truma derabanan, whatever that is. Even when truma was the oraisa, if there was truma derabanan, maybe on vegetables, don't eat derabanan, even that she couldn't eat. Why? It's a gzeira, atu truma derabanan. She get all mixed up. This I could, this I can't. So complicated. Very good? Makes sense. Now,
I don't understand why they even mentioned today's date that you're allowed to have truma.
Well, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish lived in today's day.
They left the after the Beis
HaMikdash. Mm-hmm.
But even then.
So why are they mentioning things in the Beis HaMikdash time? Right. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af machila chazav ashok. No, she can even eat chazav ashok. How is that possible? Why could she eat chazav ashok? What's the reason for that? What's the reason for that? Why could she eat chazav ashok? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, in Androgynous is a male. No, there's no hacking. Nothing to talk about. Androgynous is a male. Now, okay, good.
Yeah, but is it Swiss though?
What?
What kind of marriage is this?
I don't know if an androgynous is a Swiss.
Absolutely.
Right?
How did he give birth?
Yes.
How did he sire?
No, he's a sister. Sure.
The androgynous has mostly about him.
No, the other way.
Right. So Rabbi Yochanan is taking a stand and saying that an androgynous is the status of a male. In all respects, even so much so that the wife can eat chazav ashok, kabanas. You can bring over kum kabanas and have a good dinner. Even so far to say that. That's a Brochan holds. Now, if that's true, is the Androgynous a Swiss?
No, he did say
that. I don't know.
Tumtum's a Swiss.
Right. Androgynous, I don't know. So what does that mean, Androgynous? What does that mean now? If you're saying he's a male, 100% male, then why is it an Androgynous? I thought Androgynous means...
Both.
It's both, right?
Not a Suffolk.
Not a Suffolk, both. Right. So at work, where I go to work, there's a hospital near work, and there's a doctor there. I think he's obviously a firm guy, and he said to me that tumtum is extremely rare today. Androgynous says androgynous happens every once in a blue moon. Tumtum very rare. Do you find that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it too often. I see once in a while the androgynous.
You see it once in a while, such a thing.
Congenital adrenal hyperplasia, you can get both.
Uh huh. And they're going to be that way their whole life.
No, they have surgery.
No, I'm not talking about that surgery. They grow out of it after, like, only babies, and then when they get older.
You can prevent it from getting worse. You can give medication.
Uh-huh. And a tumtum is very rare. So now what is he saying exactly? What does that mean, an androgynous is a zachar? What does that mean then? I'm not sure what that means. To say someone's an androgynous, but say it's a zachar vadai, I'm not sure what that means exactly. Right, exactly. Well, Rabbi Yochanan holds the zachar so much so that the wife can eat chazav v'shalom. That's a pretty bold statement. So, what does that mean? He's on drugs? Is he a smith? I don't know. Maybe we looked at him and we thought it was taka both. He had some simanim of both, but really he's a male 100%. I don't know. I'm not sure what the metzias of this case is.
In most cases like that, they actually make him to a female. The surgery is easier.
I understand. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Gemara. So what does that mean exactly to Rabbi Yochanan to say, and a dragon is a male? We always thought it's a suffix. Maybe some say it's a berry before the atzmo, right? We don't know. So this is I'm not sure. I'm not sure the metzias. Well, anyway, it doesn't make a difference. Now, Omalei, we got to finish. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan l'Rish Lakish. Misa varta truma bezman hazeh derabanan. Do you really hold that truma bezman hazeh derabanan? So Amalei, yeah, I do. Shani Omer, because I say, eagle be'igulim ola. Let's say you have an eagle. What's an eagle? An eagle is a cake of figs that are truma. And it falls into another cake of figs. Okay, so now, there's a rule. We have a rule in the Torah called bittul berov. If one hot dog that's not kosher falls into 100 hot dogs that are kosher, we say it's batel berov. It could even be 1 and 3, 1 and 2. We have a total of 3. It's also batel berov. However, and truma and anything that you're not allowed to eat, whether it's truma for Yisrael, or a karban, or kachim, or not kosher, everything is subject to the rules of rov on the Torah level. The Rabbanan came along and made it a lot more complicated. And they said like this, there are two ways that food can be sold, or anything can be sold. It can be sold by a number. You walk into a store, I want a dozen eggs. Or it can be sold in any other way. Nobody ever walks into a store, I want a dozen pianos, please. Nobody does that. Pianos are not sold by number. They're sold individually. Now, we're not talking about pianos, we're talking about food. Any food item that is sold by number, so cannot become, any food that's sold, that's always, it's always sold by number, cannot become bittul. There's no bittul available for such an item. What's an item that's always sold by number? Eggs. No. What? No, not lemons. Eggs. It's only sold by 12. Nobody will, I want one egg. Give me a bag of eggs. Nobody does that. It's only sold by a number. Right? If it's only sold by a number, it can't become bittul. Others say, that's one way of looking at it. Others say, no, not only if it's sold by number, if it's ever sold by a number. Would anybody ever walk in and say, can I have 3 pieces of meat? Yes. As opposed to saying, it's sold by the bag, or it's sold by the pound. Right? Is meat sold by the pound? Yes. Could it be sold individually? Yes.
3 steaks.
Yeah, I want 3. Right? That also can't be bittul. That's a lot more things. So says Rish Lakish, I hold that an eagle, be'igulim, is bittul. Ola means it's bittul. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Shani Shona, Brisa, we're going to have this Brisa number base. Eagle shall truma, an eagle of truma is batal b'meya shel chulim. Right, you have 100 of them, 100 of these cakes, they're fig cakes, chulim. One truma falls in, says Rish Lakish, I hold its batal. Oh, or the other way around. Eagle shall truma t'meya, it's true, but it got tame. A dead body touched it. Batal b'kufi gulim shel truma tahara. Falls into 100 tar, also good. The truma bezman hazeh doraisa. For 1 second, if truma bezman hazeh is doraisa, kivon the eagle davar chashiv hu. Since igulim are something that are chashiv, vidarko limanos, and they're sold by number. Right, they're sold by number. Lo batal. That should be not batal. How on earth can Rish Lakish say it's batal? Because it's only derabanan. Right? Af agaf the trumas te'enim derabanan. By the way, the whole te'enim are derabanan of truma. Why? Because Rashi holds that only wine, oil, and bread are truma deraisa, or wheat. Ahoel, the truma deraisa, noheges. But since We're in a world of Truma Doraisa. Mevatlinan, Durabanan, Mevatlinan, Durabanan, Gazru, Durabanan, Atu Doraisa. Because they treated it, what? Lomatlinan, Durabanan, right, we don't make that Gazira. So therefore, says Rish Lakish, why on earth do I hold it's Ole, it's Bottle? Because it's only Durabanan. That's how I hold that Truma Mizbana says Durabanan. Right? Amalei, Vahalo Anich Shone Chatichas Bechatichas Ole. But I hold different things, says Rabbi Yochanan. I hold that the pieces of meat can maybe become batal, right? The misavarta kol shadarko limnos shaninu. Do you really hold that even items that are sometimes sold by minyan are batal? Es shadarko limnos shaninu. I say no. Only items that are always sold by number are batal. Ditnan, because we learned mi shahayulo chavile tilson. If someone has stalks of what's tilson?
Fenugreek.
If someone has stalks of a vegetable, right? Shel klai hakerem, and their klai hakerem, yadloku. They have to be burnt. Why do they have to be burnt? Right? Why do they have to be burnt? Right? Because you're not allowed to have enough from them. Because it's klai. Right? So asks Tosfos, one second. Doesn't Rish Lakish hold that Trumas Bismanazez Durabanan? So if Trumas Bismanazez Durabanan, why should fenugreek be any different? Why should Klai Karen be? Why should Klai Karen not be Durabanan?
We're not talking.
What's Klai?
Huh?
What's Truma? What's Klai?
That's two different things.
Apples and oranges, he's saying. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, this Arvu Ba'acheros. Let's say this Tilson gets mixed up with something else. Gets mixed up with some other batch of vegetables. Okay. These are Klai Karen, and they get mixed up in the good batch. What's the story? Kulanet Loku. Diver Meir. Meir says the entire thing has to get burnt. Why? Because there's no bittel. Right? There's no bittel.
Why?
Says Rashi, the low buckley on top. There's no bittel. Why? Kidiktani taima, shahayir meir omer, kol shadarko limnos. What's kol shadarko? Kol shadarko was, even if it's sometimes sold by a number, kol shadarko limnos, mekadesh es hamis arev imo, v'ein bittel barov. There's no bittel. Why? It's sometimes sold by a number. Sometimes. She klai hakerem bedavar she'ein b'minyan b'teilim b'echad b'meya. It's not bittel. Okay? Back to the Gemara. V'chachamim omrim, no. Yalo b'echad u'matzayim. It's bittel 1 in 200. Shai Rameir Omer, Rameir says, kol shadarko limnos mekadesh. Anything that is sometimes sold by number, which is a lot of things. It's almost everything, right? Anything is not batal. V'chachamim omer, no. Eino makadesh el ashisha dvarim bilvad. There are only six things that are always and only sold by number, which taka can't become batal. Only six things. Every kiva omer shiva, there are seven things. Elohim, here they are. Egoze perech, it's some kind of nuts. V'rimone badon, and pomegranates from badon. V'chavios stumos, sealed barrels of wine. That's always sold by number. The chalife tardin, beet stalks. The kiluche kruv, cabbage stalks. The dalas yavonis, Greek gourd. Rebbe Kiva, mosif, af, kikaros, chabalabais. Even bread of a balabais, as opposed to a professional. Anyway, haru'uyin la'arla, arla. Whatever could fit, whatever is right to be arla, can be arla. What does that mean? Says Rashi, kigon, egozim, urimonim, v'chavios. In other words, things that grow on trees. V'chayavin, v'chavios, mekajin, v'osun es haksherim mishum arla. Right? There's never going to be bittel. Not going to be bottle. It's going to make everything, right? And next, ru'uyin l'klayakarim, klayakarim. And if it could be klayakarim, it'll be a klayakarim problem. In other words, as Rashi says, kigon, tardin, v'kruv, v'dolath. Those things could be klayakarim because they're considered vegetables and they can get mixed up. Possible for them to, I guess, be grown at the same time as a vineyard. It'll be a problem. So then what's the story with that, right? It will never become batal. Why? These items never become batal, right? Tosfos asks, why didn't this Brisa say whatever's klai karam is klai karam, whatever's arla is arla, and whatever's truma is truma? The Tosfos says, because all these could be truma. Everything here is truma. Everything grows on the ground, right? Truma's everything. Okay. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Savar es shedarko limnos shaninu. Rabbi Yochanan holds that only items that are always sold by number cannot become batal. Therefore, look at Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan Savar es shedarko limnos shemiyuchad b'minyon shaninu delo batal. Only things that are miyuchad, always and only sold by number. Hilkach, therefore, chatichos, pieces of meat, which we didn't do that case yet, we can do it in a minute, the igulim, and igulim, these cakes of figs, afagaf, shedarkan limnos, even though sometimes you can buy them by number, you're okay, I want three of them, hoel, shedarkan nami, limkos, ba'omed, since they're also purchased by weight, well, give me a pound of that, right? Which you would never say, no one ever says, give me a pound of eggs. No one says that. No one ever says, give me a pound of egoze perech. Nobody ever says that. Why not? I don't know. No one ever said that. Therefore, batli. Therefore, everything can become batli. So, Virish Lakish Savar, Avish Lakish holds, Kol Shadako Limnos Shaninu. Right? So even an item that sometimes can be sold by number becomes batal. Therefore, right? Therefore, look at Rashi. This is a very important Rashi. The Rashi of Rosh Lakish Tavar Kol Shadarko Limnos. Afilu leprakim shaninu delob. Afilu leprakim, even sometimes, it's sold by number. Like what? Like an eagle or pieces of meat. Shaninu delob batal. Hilkach, therefore, getting back to our story. Eagle, this cake, e solkadaitoch chum of ismanazez doraisa, lo hayabatal. Right? Why wouldn't it be batal? Because Rish Lakish was far more machmir. He held even items that are not always sold by number, even sometimes, also is not batal. So why on earth did he say on Amar Aleph that it is batal? Because it's derabanan. It's all just to prove that truma is derabanan. That's why an androgynous' wife is allowed to eat it. Because it's only derabanan. Okay? That's all for that point. Now, according to Rish Lakish. Now, Rabbi Yochanan was even more meikel. Rabbi Yochanan said, what? That's exactly why she could eat it. Because it's a safek. Safek derabanan lekula. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, she could even eat chazav ashok. That androgynous' wife. Right? Even chazav ashok. Now, my chaticha, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? What did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said, I say something about a chaticha? What do you mean by that? Titania, chaticha shal chatas temeya, you have a piece of chatas meat, a katame. Shenes arva b'meya chatichos shal chatos temehoros. And it got mixed into 100 tar pieces of meat. So should we say it's batal? Or, v'chein prusa shal lechem upon him, you have a piece of lechem upon him bread, temeya, that katame somehow. It got mixed up with 100 tar. How do you have 100 of that?
I don't know.
100
pieces. Only
100 pieces. Only 12. There's you only cut it into 100 pieces? Yeah. Okay, 100 pieces. It's tar. What does he say? Tale. It becomes bottle. Right? It becomes bottle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo tale. It does not become bottle. Why doesn't it become bottle according to Rabbi Yehuda? We're going to see in a minute. Hold off on that. Aval chaticha shal chatas tahora. But what if you have a piece of chatas tahora? Before it was tameh that fell into tahar. Now it's tahar that fell into chulun. Shenes arva b'meya chatichos shal chulun tahoros. That's tahar.
That are tahar.
Or v'chein prusa shalechem apanim tahora. Shenes arva b'meya prusa shal chulun tahoros. Divrei HaKol lo tale. Everybody holds, it doesn't become batal. Why not? So Rashi explains, the reason it doesn't become batal is because everything here is tahar. The only problem is, a Yisrael can't eat it. Why? Because there's one piece of lechem apanim in there. The other 99 breads I'm allowed to eat. That one lechem apanim I can't eat. Who's allowed to eat lechem apanim? So give the whole 100 to a Kohen. What's the loss? The other way, I lose 199 pieces of meat. That's expensive. So we'll say bittel. Here, why should we say bittel here? Just give the whole thing to a Kohen. Before, a Kohen not allowed to eat tumah. So before, we were stuck. You have to say, but here, so give it to a kohen.
The law's for you, though. It is
what?
A law.
Fine. Anyway, that's a side point. Ketani Mias, what did we say? We said Reisha Tala. In the Reisha, we say Bittel. What's that? What's that? What? So therefore what? So without Rashi, I wouldn't know what this means. It says Rashi at the bottom of two lines. Kasha l'Rish Lakish. That's a Kasha on Rish Lakish. Why? The Amar Kol Shadarko Limnos Shaninu. He holds even items that sometimes are sold by number become Bittel. The Hacha Darko Limnos. It's possible for it to be sold by number. And yet, Ubatel, it becomes Batel. So Rish Lakish is wrong. Right? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Chiya Bered Rav Huna Bini Muach. We're talking about meat that became
dissolved.
Oh. Therefore what? It's not Chashev, and therefore he'll agree it's Batel. Had it been existing, a good piece of meat, Rish Lakish never would have said it's Batel.
I thought he meant because it's the Raisa. He claims it's a derisive dictate. What? Now that it's Rabbanon, that you can eat it.
Right, but it's but his shita was anything that is sometimes sold by number can't become batel. Well, and here, see, it's not true.
That's why the middle Rashi said
exactly. So why is the eagle? So why is the eagle okay to feed the wife? Because it's the Rabbanon. Now, getting back to this, does Rashi really hold anything that sometimes is sold by number can't become batel? You see here, it's not true. It says Rashi, that's different. The whole thing got dissolved. It's not chashev anymore.
But the hot dog, that's sold by number. Why?
What?
Why is
the
hot dog considered?
So it could be we're only talking about what?
It's not hot dogs. That
could be. You have to put this machlokas aside in the real world. Put what we're arguing about here. Put it aside for a minute. It's not relevant to a regular case in the kitchen. Anyway, one more thing. I got to finish. One more line. Ihachi hainu time of Rabbi Yehuda. You know what? Let's stop here because it's time. We'll stop right here. On the bottom line, Ihachi. Pay Aleph and the Beis. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll do it at 7:10. Everybody have a very good day.